It's so hot out. I'm gonna swim in the lake. I don't see any alligators, so it should be pretty safe.
That's a foolish thing to do. Your grandpa told you not to. Guess what? You're listening to Keys for Kids, and my name is Zach. Come on in, we'll get started. Have you ever been tempted to do something that you know is wrong? Some things can be very dangerous, even though they seem safe. If a parent or trusted adult tells you not to do something, it's because they don't want you to get hurt. If you've ever been tempted to do something you know is wrong, don't do it. You could hurt yourself or others. When Jesus was teaching his disciples to pray, he said, "Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." That's from Matthew chapter 6. Our story today is called Swimming in Disobedience. It sure is hot, Lucas thought. I wish Grandpa would let me go swimming. Lucas was spending the summer with his grandfather in Florida, and Grandpa had told him there were alligators nearby. So while his grandpa napped after lunch each day, Lucas sat in the backyard looking longingly at the lake. He watched for alligators, but never saw any. One afternoon, it just got too hot to bear, and Lucas decided to wade in a little. He kept a sharp eye out for alligators, but didn't see any. The next afternoon, Lucas waded in the water again. When he still saw no sign of alligators, he decided to swim a little. As long as I'm out of the water and dried off before Grandpa wakes up, he'll never know, Lucas thought. As Lucas took his usual dip in the lake a few days later, he was having a lot of fun when he saw two eyes coming toward him. He gasped, "An alligator!" He swam for shore with all his might, but the alligator kept getting closer and closer. "Help! Help!" Lucas screamed. A neighbor who was out in the boat saw what was happening and sped over. When the boat came near, the alligator turned away. As Lucas climbed into the boat, he was breathless and shaking from his close call. When the neighbor brought him to shore, Lucas was surprised to find his grandfather anxiously waiting for him. "I'm sorry, Grandpa," Lucas said, tears rushing into his eyes. "I didn't see any sign of alligators all week, and the lake looked so quiet and peaceful. I thought it would be okay to swim a little." Grandpa shook his head when he heard the whole story. "That was a foolish thing to do. You ignored the danger and gave in to something you knew was wrong, didn't you?" With eyes downcast, Lucas nodded. "We're often tempted to sin when wrong things look so enjoyable and inviting that they actually seem right," said Grandpa. "Whenever you're tempted to do something you know you shouldn't, think about that alligator. Remember that sin is harmful, no matter how good it looks. That's why Jesus died for us, to save us from sin. And that's why we have to trust Him to forgive us when we do wrong and to help us do what's right." So how about you? Do you think that if something feels right, it can't be wrong? That's not what the Bible says. God has definite standards of right and wrong, and anything that goes against what He says is sin. Sin may look harmless and fun, but it will always end up hurting you and others. And when you give in to sin, confess it to Jesus. He will forgive you and help you learn to do what's right. Our key verse today,
Matthew 14:30. Peter was afraid and began sinking into the water. He shouted, "Lord, save me!"
And our key thought today, don't let sin fool you. We do a lot more here at Keys for Kids than just the stories you hear every day. We run a whole radio station made with you in mind. There's fun music from Lads and Go Fish, programs like Adventures in Odyssey and Red Rock Mysteries, plus contests and games. Go to keysforkids.net to tune in today. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.